This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host, and for the next 60 minutes, we'll explore the history of rock and roll from a vinyl point of view. In a world where B-sides and album cuts predominate, along with, at times, some not-so-subtle commentary, involving everything from the blues of the 30s to today's newest releases. We've been tasked with a massive responsibility, the origins of the music we love. So let's get started. Five of the best-selling LPs of all time came from 1976 and 77, making these years a really big deal in the music business. But it's also fair to say that none of them were from an Ohio band. But that doesn't mean that the state didn't contribute in a big way to the charts at the time. But the story of that record is a bit complicated. Stay with me here. When I previously presented the Lemon Pipers, I said they would come up again in a future show. That's now. Guitarist Bill Bartlett, along with two other Pipers upon the band's demise, formed Starstruck, where he arranged and recorded blues legend Lead Belly's Black Betty. Starstruck wouldn't last long enough to appreciate it when the song became a regional hit, but it did get the attention of New York record producers Katz and Cazinets. Remember them from the Ohio Bubblegum Show? Who, smelling cash, now scrambled to put together a band around Bartlett, inventing Ram Jam. Their 1977 album included an edited version of the Starstruck recording from 1975 that was taped at Cleveland Recording, which now makes this an official Ohio rock and roll single, released on the band's Truckstar label. From the aforementioned single, here's the full 4 minutes, 25 second version of Black Betty, and its B-side, I Should Have Known.
Thank you.
Now, keep in mind that, at least in Cleveland, punk was still alive and well. And nearly half of punk's second wave in that town was centered around the Pagans, lasting only 3 years from 1977 to 79, and releasing only 4 singles during this time. The band also begat, thanks to guitarist Mike Medoff, The Clocks, and The Chronics. The third Pagan single, Dead End America, backed with Little Black Egg, was the first and arguably their only record that's even remotely listenable. And that's mostly because of the B-side being a cover.
I'm a lost dead end. It's a funner bomb. People think I'm sleeping. Lying on the floor. Dead end, America, America. Dead end, dead end, America, America. Dead end. Tanya, don't be afraid. Tom says you see me. Going retrograde. Dead end, America.
When the Pagans broke up, only to regroup a couple of more times in the future, Medoff formed The Clocks, releasing a single for Terminal Records, something actually halfway listenable, Confidentially Renee. An after-the-fact EP was released in 2003, long after the band was no more, bringing together the first single with a couple of unreleased tracks. From that record, an equally listenable, downright good cut, Kill Talk.
Set a cable to Rio today. Renee's accepted. It's gone underground. Again.
In the basement of a building made of teleport agents to be pulled up the abyss and back again. Renee would fold her hands like she had done in the past. Would have rain to see them back again.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, another punk new wave act, The Chronics, releases their only single, Test Tube Baby. The Chronics featured Bill Elliott, the soon-to-be guitarist for The Wild Giraffes.
Test tube baby, that's still no way mama said it, baby. Test tube baby.
Medoff wasn't done yet, collaborating with the ex-Dead Boys' Cheetah Chrome in his Ghetto Dogs band. They released one EP titled White and Pink Splatter in 1993. The vinyl featured four cuts recorded at Great Tracks Cleveland. Here's Used to Be Fun.
Days and nights, I spent freezing in the back of a car.
So what do you get when your local influences are the Raspberries and the Rubber City Rebels? Lake County's Wild Giraffes, voted best new wave band in Scene magazine. Their first single was an ode to a strip club, New Era, in 1977, but it was 1 year later and Love Me that got them noticed regionally. An LP was recorded at After Dark Cleveland for release in 1981, getting some notice in national rock mags such as Trouser Press. From the album Moving On Over, the live version, recorded at the Cleveland Agora. A cut that would have been comfortable on a Beatles, Kinks, or Stones LP. Pagans, Chronics, Ghetto Dogs, Wild Giraffes, Oh My, only on the Vinyl Garage.
Promise me when I went away, child, that you'd wait for me a long while. Well, here I am and there you are, wrapped up in somebody's arms. Me all time.
Guitarist for Lucky Pierre wanted to make it perfectly clear they were not a punk band, although they many times share the bill with one. They had the dubious distinction of opening for the Plasmatics the night their singer Wendy O. Williams got arrested for indecent exposure, and the Agora temporarily losing their liquor license. The band was clearly new wave. Example, their first single for Unadulterated, Fans and Cameras, and the second, Into My Arms. A future incarnation of the band would include on keyboards a young Trent Reznor, the soon-to-be founder of Nine Inch Nails.
When I was young, I had a lot of dog friends, but I was in on newsstands, staring with fans. I wasn't natural when I was young, but not anymore. When I was 9, I wasn't like those other guys. I was already motorized to being on the rise. And I'll race ya, I'll really race ya. Never had a friendship broken. I was solid, then I had no clue.
is the last chance. The shake of your thigh, my Dorian twitch dance. You know how as pointless existences are. I left you alone, you left me forever. Soul into stone, heart into leather. But oh, how ambitious this love will survive. It's alright if you go, I'll get along well without you. Falling in love is just something I do every day. It's alright if you stay, I don't know who or why I'm without you. But given some time, we'll see more than our lives would attain. Any day.
Born in Akron and graduating from Stowe High was Eric Perheiser. Maybe you know him by his stage name, Lux Interior. No? Oh, that's okay. He's the lead singer of the psychobilly rock band, The Cramps, a band that I promise will host the last reference to the Pagans and Mike Medoff. So you might be asking, what is psychobilly? According to Wiki, it's the marriage of rockabilly and punk, utilizing sci-fi, horror, surf, sex, and violence references in a tongue-in-cheek manner. Their first offering, an EP on their own Vengeance label in 1978, featured a unique cover of Surfin' Bird. But it's the cut Human Fly that caught my ear.
Six eyes, I got a garbage brain that's driving me insane. And I don't like a ride, so push that best aside. And baby, I won't care, cause baby, I don't scare. Cause I'm a reborn maggot using gym warfare. Rock. I'm a dreaming, fly. I still feel why I see buzz, and it's just because I'm an unzipped fly, and I don't know why, and I don't know why, but I say, fly tonight, and I say, fly, get right, and I say, but I don't know why. Don't know why.
It's not easy for a band like the Cramps to manage an appearance on any singles chart. It's not like they tried. And titling your release, Bikini Girls with Machine Guns, is proof. It just increases my respect for them. The aforementioned single was taken from the Stay Sick LP. And if you're wondering whether that's a Goulardi reference, it is. The band was a big fan of Mr. Anderson's alter ego. Bikini Girls went to number 10 in the UK. Can you not love originals like Don't Eat Stuff Off the Sidewalk, Eyeball in My Martini, or Mojo Men from Mars? But the Cramps, when they recorded covers, managed to pull it off. You want to be at a party where they're playing Cramps albums. Thank you.
got the feeling that it's something that we all know. Fever isn't such a new thing. A fever started long ago. He said, oh, Julie, baby, you're to blame. You give me fever. With your kisses, fever, when you hold me tight. Fever, in the morning, fever. Centigrade, we give you fever. When you rock it, fever till you live and learn. Fever till you sizzle. But what a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn.
Hey, if you ever plan to fly out west, travel my way, that's the highway, that's the best.
Get your kicks on Route 66.
Well, it winds from Chicago to LA. More than 2,000 miles all the way.
Get your kicks on Route 66.
Well, you go through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, Oklahoma City looks oh so pretty. You'll see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona. Don't forget Winona, Kingman, Barstow, San Bernardino. Won't you get hip to this kind of tip? When you make that California trip,
get your kicks on Route 66. Let's go.
Oh, so pretty, you'll see Amarillo and Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona. Don't forget Winona, Kingman, Barstow, San Bernardino. Won't you get hip to this kind of tip? When you make that Canadelic,
get your kicks on Route 66. I said, I get your kicks on Route 66. Yeah, I get your kicks on Route 66.
Don't know what they're doing, but they're laughing. tell them I'd been there. Door slam, hospitality's thin there. Wonder just what's going on in there. I saw an eyeball peeping through a smoky cloud behind the green door. When I said Joseph, someone laughed out loud behind the green door. All I wanna do is join the happy crowd behind the green door. On the end.
Mike Medoff was offered a gig as the touring guitarist in the Cramps by his brother, Nick Knox, ex of Cleveland's Electric Eels, their drummer. In a band where no one used their real name, Mike would be known as Ike Knox. When Nick left in 1991, he was replaced by Harry Drumdini. Perfectly good hour of your life listening to me. The Vinyl Garage applauds your discerning taste. Questions, comments, undying allegiance, or complete disdain can be directed at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com or Facebook/Vinyl Garage Show. So until next time, this is Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening. Stay safe.